We are celebrating a joyful Sunday, and the scripture readings tell us that the times have not always been a happy for people of the word, that Moses had his problems with the Jewish people, and they gave him a rough time. So rough so that they bothered him almost to the point of him being depressed and said, "Where is God? I don't know where God is. I told him, I thought he was going to be here. You thought he was going to be here, and where is he? We need water." And then God pulls this trick called a miracle of telling him to get a stick and knock that rock over there with stick, and out comes the water. And what's more miraculous than water coming from a rock? I don't know. But the people there were convinced that only one person could do that, and that was their God. And that their faith was renewed again and refreshed. And then we hear from Paul in the second lesson that people that have tough times, a lot of people have tough times. Paul had tough times trying to tell everybody the good news. He said, "Look, I'm a Jew. Look the way God is treating me." And he has shipwreck, and he's being stoned, and he's being beaten, all because God told him that Jesus and God is open to everybody. Gentiles? Yeah, even Gentiles. And he said, "Oh, no, wait, not Gentiles." And Jesus said, "Yes, even Gentiles." So they went through that group of problems in the early church, and they said, "That'll never be solved." And here we have Gentiles all over the place, and we have Jewish Christians, too. We have a lot of them. And the Jews that are still saying that that's God, the Messiah, has not yet come, they're still there, and they're worried that waiting for God to come. They're still waiting. Then we have this beautiful story about a lady at the well, and she is there waiting for people to go away because she doesn't want any women there seeing her who has a bad reputation, and they know her reputation. It's a small town, and they know where she's been and what she's been doing. And so she comes there in the heat of the day. Nobody, with their good mind, it comes out in the heat of the day, and there's Jesus. Jesus knows what's going to happen, folks. And Jesus is there talking to a woman after his disciples leave him, and he knows what that means, too, that he shouldn't be alone with this woman, because everybody knows. And that if the disciples didn't know then, they certainly know in a very short time what type of woman she is. And so Jesus isn't embarrassed to talk to her. Jesus probably knew what she was doing, and he's playing his prophet role of telling her that the five husbands that she had are not around anymore, and she's not married anymore. And so she sees clearly that God knows who she is in her heart. And that's always the important thing. People might know the way we dress, or we must be upper class people or something, but they know what's in our heart. Jesus does. And so she goes back to the town and tells everybody knows my life, and I met somebody who knows it even better than any of you. Come in and take a look at this. This man, listen to him. And as we heard in the scripture today, they said, "Yeah, we don't believe him just because of you. We believe him because of what we've seen him do and who he is. We've been following him all over the place. And we know that he is the Christ. He is the Messiah. So what you have seen is true." So the disciples were very pleased with that. And Jesus was very pleased that they saw what he wanted them to see. So after I baptized Steve this morning, we're going to have a song about Jesus sees our heart. And most of you know it. If you don't know it, then we ask you to just join in and we'll part you to know. But Jesus gives us a heart to see him. And you have to have that kind of heart to see Jesus, because he's doing his miracles all the time. From births, which is a miracle, to healings, miracles, cancer, blindness, still going on. And we have to say, thank God for doctors, thank God for science, thank God for all those miracles that are around every day. Thank God for the rain and the sun, and for neighbors, beautiful neighbors most of the time. Sometimes they're not so beautiful. Sometimes there's a pain in the neck like the Israelites were for Moses. and the Jewish people were for St. Paul. There's always people like that. We've got to deal with that. That's life. And Paul even says, you can be joyful because of our pains and aches and our whatever disease we're going through at that time, because God is going to be with us all the time, all the time. So we take that message and make it ours. So we thank God for baptisms. We thank God for this kind of life that we share through our baptisms. We might be a little older now, but this baptism is a new thing. You don't get a baptism every day of the year. But this one is going to remind us that we are special people because God loves us and he baptized us, and God doesn't forget. So we're going to have the baptism party. Please come forward. And one of the other little things we're doing is adding a little water from the Jordan River this morning. Someone gave me this water.